Hi, it's great to be here, and I'd like to thank that tall, fabulous Janet for that great introduction. I'm going to start out with a couple of sapphics. The first is called Sapphics Remembered. Her delta, a pyramid, banked on its three sides by the diverging mouths of the Nile, papyrus shimmering on the surface that would become her markings. In lowercase, it was the perfect apple, bittersweet, the stem of it hanging from the bough that has always been within reach of the most discerning hands. The melding of this apple and pyramid, fragment and blank space, is the allied myth that created her and cracked wide open the banks of memory. Standing on her promontory, she took stylus in her hand and wrote us into her future. "I tell you, in time to come, someone will remember us," she said, and we did. Sapphics for Aphrodite. And, of course, this was inspired by Sappho's hymn to Aphrodite, her complete poem. "Aphrodite, in your blazing chariot, I do not ask to be loved by anyone against her will, to be fled from or to be pursued. I do not ask for anything that will sever my breath with anguish. I do not wish to destroy or to be destroyed. I do not wish for anything other than for the stars to blaze in my pulse until breaking. Shattered and incandescent, I am consumed, the moon's rays intent upon me. Aphrodite, this is all I ask of you, you who hold the fates in my hands, and you of the golden winged chariot in whose temple I burn." And I'll read a couple of poems from my chapbook, A Woman Alone. This is written after my travels through Greece. I spent a month traveling around Greece by myself a number of years ago. I learned the language and took two books with me, which was Sappho, I think the Balmer edition, and Odysseus Elitus, who's a more contemporary Greek poet. It could be a poem and a poet. "A woman alone hears the cooing of pigeons and the flap of wings folding air. She hears cathedral bells answering one another and morning lights sputtering traffic into existence. A woman alone is a city awakening." "A woman alone lives in the house of the double axe. She enters her own labyrinth and comes out amazed. She is the minotaur, the earth womb turned to a monster. She is her own silver thread leading herself to the center of the maze that is her, a woman alone. A woman alone pours through herself in waves of her hands, the ocean of herself surging through her relentless, wave on wave, this taking of herself as a woman alone remembers desire." Thank you.